Blue Jays and Rays, and some cotton candy. We'll take you to the top of the first, Ezekiel Carrera facing Jake Odorizzi.
Shot back into deep right. Sosa Jr. all the way to the wall, and that ball bounced back to Kiermaier. And Carrera, Carrera racing around the bases anyway. And it was a home run, but he wasn't taking any chances.
Well, the umpires weren't calling it a home run. You could see Tim Beckham out there kind of motioning like, hey, guys, make a play on this. Alfonso Marquez out there in shallow center field. I don't think that Beckham saw him make a call. No question that this is a home run. Over the fence, you can see off the steps out there, the concrete steps leading down into the concourse and then back out onto the field.
And Carrera did exactly the right thing. High fly ball back into deep right center. Bautista to the wall. Gone! Home run. Morrison hits his seventh home run of the year. And the Rays will take a 2-1 lead.
This game show will have a feature story on their efforts. Dwayne.
There's a liner off the bat of Bautista. And quickly grabbed by Beckham. To Beckham's left. And he got down there to make the catch. High drive, base hit, right center field. That will drive home Longoria. Morrison's going to dig for two, and he is in there. A two-base hit, and the Rays lead 3-1. There's a shot, high and deep to right, and that baby is out of here. Rasmus connects. That will make it a three-run inning. Colby Rasmus, his first hit in a Rays uniform, and it's a two-run home run to right center.
6-1 Rays would be your final score. Marco Estrada goes six, allowing five runs while striking out seven. Jake Odorizzi allows just one run on three hits while striking out six. Kevin Cash and the Rays come out on top against the Blue Jays on Saturday as they win 6-1. Here's Cash on the win.
Nice bounce back win. Yesterday was obviously probably a rough night for a lot of guys in the clubhouse, but to come back in facing a very difficult pitcher that has given us fits in the past, impressed with the way the guys went about it and kind of tacked on some runs. Lomo got us on the board. He had a great night. Longo, good to see him swinging. And then Colby Rasmus was kind of the separator in the home run there. He's had a couple just misses, and it was nice to see him connect and get one over the wall. Story of the game, obviously, is Odorizzi to bounce back, coming second start back from the DL and just look like he was in midseason form, really keeping guys off balance, especially after the first inning homer. Just did a tremendous, tremendous job.
Same with Jake. He allowed just three hits today after the first inning. I mean, he was beyond efficient. What was it that he was found a groove and? I mean, he was pretty much lights out.
Yeah, he had everything going today. The cutter was good, the changeup was good, and the fastball was good. I don't think he used the early strike curveball too much, but probably that's because he knew he had confidence in so many of the other two pitches or three pitches. So just like the way that he attacked, love the way that, you know, he faced Bautista twice, falls behind 3-0 both times, and comes back and gets him out. So saying that to that, or doing that with that type of hitter is saying something.
What do you like that you're seeing from Evan Longoria? I mean, back-to-back nights, four times at the plate. Last night, tonight, again, three times. What's working for him offensively?
Well, he's barreling up the ball a little bit more. I mean, look, Longo's he's proven. He's a really good player. He's a great hitter. I mean, he was going to come out of it eventually. It looks like he's coming out of it. He's feeling a little bit better, getting his timing back in. We've seen him hit some long fly balls and driven some balls to right center. That seems to get him locked in, and you know, especially the night before, he was taking some swings and just kind of going with what the pitcher gave him, taking some base hits the other way. Today, you know, he pulled a breaking ball in the left field gap, but he's too good to stay quiet for too long.
Last year, his numbers in the second half were as good as anybody's in baseball. What would that mean if he can bring that over to this year?
Well, I mean, quite a bit, but you could probably say that for a handful of guys in our lineup that, you know, the way they played in the second half or the way they swung the bat in the second half, if we get that for a longer period of time, you know, our lineup's going to be that much better. I mean, you look at Lomo, you look at Souza, Corey Dickerson. I mean, Brad Miller was really good after his first month. So all of those guys, they're such keys to our lineups, but I think Longo probably is right there at the center of it.
You mentioned, or you alluded to the tagging on Rod. That has been an issue before where some of the games that have gotten away, and we've even asked you about the bullpen, and your point has been you could have scored more runs.
Yeah.
To widen the lead. How important was that today to be able to do that? You know, take it from 2-1. 3-1 to 5-1.
Very important given what took place the night before. You know, when we had some opportunities that kind of smacked us right in the face and we didn't capitalize on them. And, you know, they crept back in. They get a big homer to tie the game and then it kind of goes back and forth. So obviously didn't want to see that, you know, same thing play over again today. And it was nice that Colby comes up and really adds on. And separates the game.
Right. And is that a mentality just to get those guys to keep going? I mean, again.
It's an obvious mentality. You know, they're trying. There's no doubt about that, and they know that. I mean, we got to find ways to win close ball games too, because good teams can do that.
Right.
But good teams also separate games on given nights, and the guys, they take full ownership and knowing that once we get three, once we get four early on. The way you solidify the win there is to double it or add two more to it.
Logan Morrison goes 2-for-3 with a home run and two RBIs on Saturday as the Rays beat the Blue Jays 6-1. Here's Morrison on his performance.
I mean, I was just telling myself to get a middle. I don't really want the fastball too up. I don't want it too down. I was able to get the barrel to some changeup, stay on it enough, and one went out for me. You know, he's a really good pitcher. He's a tough at bat. And we needed every run we could get. We know that these guys are scrappy and they're going to keep coming at us. But it begins and ends with our starting pitching, and Jake did a great job.
What did you see from him out there today?
I mean, just early contact, was able to go deep in the game, able to get weak contact for the most part. And shoot, I mean, that was one of his better performances I've played behind.
So the series now all tied up. How do you take this momentum with you guys tomorrow and look to close out the series with a win?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, hopefully our pitching and our defense will be there tomorrow and we'll scrap across some runs and, you know, go from there. I don't really know about momentum or anything like that, but, you know, I know we're a good team and we're going to play hard every night.
Colby Rasmus hits his first home run of the year and knocks in three RBIs on Saturday as the Rays beat the Blue Jays 6-1. Here's Rasmus on the win.
I was just trying not to pop another one up. He threw a fastball by me, and I cheated on one, and luckily, you know, connected with it and got it out the park. It's, you know, I'm trying to get my timing down, get it feeling good. Starting to feel better in the box. I felt better there towards the end. Had a good at-bat there against Grilly, who we know has got some good stuff. So I was happy with that. Just happy to help the team win today, and I hope to build on what I felt today.
Absolutely. You say that you're starting to feel better. How so?
Well, I mean, it's been a long off season with the surgeries and just a lot of stuff going on. So just trying to feel my way through getting a good routine down that's going to get me feeling good at the plate, get my swing feeling good in the box. All those things, new place, new faces. It's just they call it living the dream, and that's what it is. It's a roller coaster ride. So I'm just trying to hold on right now and get my feelings, you know, get my bearings about me and continue to try to work hard.
Colby, before we let you go, I just want to ask you about your pitcher, Jake Odorizzi. After the first, he was lights out, allowed just three hits today. What'd you see from him out there?
I remember thinking to myself after he gave up that home run that was probably going to be all he's going to give up. He mixed it up. You know, it's hard to tell from being in left field exactly what he's throwing, but just keeping him off balance. I remember those feelings facing him before, getting pretty upset with myself not getting hits against him. So. It makes me feel good to see him do that to other people. You know, and I'm happy to be on this team and happy to win.
Sunday, Joe Biagini will take the hill for the Blue Jays. He'll square off against the Rays' Alex Cobb.